A Cartographer in Love. During breakfast, while the griddle cakes were being buttered, fresh eggs beaten, and some strong opinions uttered, Jack Perrone had neither listened, spoken, nor had eaten. What kept him so apart? It was his heart, his lovesick heart, that fussed and fluttered in unspeakable distress and took his mind off all but Tess. Oh, how in this strange world was he to woo her? The planet had no June, no blue lagoon, no small discreet motel. Why, hell, it didn't even have a moon. But maybe that was just as well, for should she raise her lovely eyes and see a moon she didn't recognize, about one half the size of ours or even smaller, it might appall her. Last night he'd drawn a map of Crow and now removed it from his pocket. Was this sufficient for a gift, or should he wait and buy a locket? Then he recalled those lines of Swift, recounting how so long ago geographers in Afric maps with savage pictures filled their gaps, and o'er unhabitable downs placed elephants for want of towns. His map was not at all like these, for he had drawn it just to please. Indeed, he'd filled Crow's desert seas and other tracts he did not know with flowers, hearts, and mistletoe. O Tessie, he so longed to say, to be on Crow and out of range of earthly satellites is like we lived some other day, when GPS and GIS were still 2,000 years away, when map-making was still an art, cartographers in love with mystery and the unknown, not merely ignorant of what could not as yet be shown. If here on Crow one really could live life like way back then, I'd use but chain or tape, or simply stand some 66 young foot-wide crotions nape to nape to serve as my triangle bases. Then I'd take you by the hand, and we would hie us overland to distant places, without compass or theodolite, since neither one was yet invented, though, to shelter us at night, I think a small tent might be rented. Tess, oh Tess, how happily we then would go, seeing all the sides and angles of our love and passion grow, eating manna, drinking dew, triangulating over Crow.